KBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The family of Jaylen Walker criticizing an Ohio grand jury's decision not to indict 8 police officers who killed Walker in a barrage of gunfire last year. Walker family attorney Paige White.
When Jaylen was shot, he was running away. He was unarmed. Those are two things that we know. And for any state official to stand up there and justify what was done to Jaylen, shame on you.
Ohio's attorney general has said ballistics evidence showed Walker fired at police from his car. Prosecutors in Kansas City have filed charges against an 85-year-old man who they say shot and wounded a 16-year-old black teenager after the boy mistakenly rang the man's doorbell, not realizing he was at the wrong house. The man's been charged with first-degree assault. The Justice Department says two men have been arrested on charges of helping establish a secret police station in New York City as part of an effort to allegedly target Chinese dissidents, including those with pro-democracy views. This is ABC News. As Congress still has yet to reach a deal on the debt ceiling, there's less than a month and a half now until the Treasury Department says the U.S. could default on its debts.
House Speaker McCarthy talking to the New York Stock Exchange saying Republicans will not raise the debt ceiling without a spending freeze and cuts.
An American debt is a ticking time bomb that will detonate unless we take serious, responsible action.
Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer's reaction?
We first need to see his plan so we can start there and work to avoid catastrophic default. As I said, if he comes there without a plan, what are we going to talk about? The furniture?
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell returned to the U.S. Capitol Monday, almost 6 weeks after a fall put him in the hospital and then in extended treatment for a concussion. The 81-year-old's been recovering at home since he was released from a rehabilitation center on March 25th. He's expected to be back working a full schedule in the Senate this week. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies, overnight with a low of 30. Northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 51 tomorrow. Lots of sunshine outside. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows level off around 33. Mid-40s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much warmer Thursday with highs in the mid-50s and storms possible. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 31 overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 30.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley. a fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The family of Jaylen Walker criticizing an Ohio grand jury's decision not to indict 8 police officers who killed Walker in a barrage of gunfire last year. Walker family attorney Paige White.
When Jaylen was shot, he was running away. He was unarmed. Those are two things that we know. And for any state official to stand up there and justify what was done to Jaylen, shame on you.
Ohio's attorney general has said ballistics evidence showed Walker fired at police from his car. Prosecutors in Kansas City have filed charges against an 85-year-old man who they say shot and wounded a 16-year-old black teenager after the boy mistakenly rang the man's doorbell, not realizing he was at the wrong house. The man's been charged with first-degree assault. The Justice Department says two men have been arrested on charges of helping establish a secret police station in New York City as part of an effort to allegedly target Chinese dissidents, including those with pro-democracy views. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Life in prison without parole for Mark Jensen of Pleasant Prairie. The 63-year-old was convicted for the second time of killing his wife Julie by poisoning her with antifreeze and suffocation in 1998. Jensen's attorneys maintained that Julie Jensen was depressed and killed herself in order to frame her husband. Jensen was first convicted in 2008, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled in 2021 that he deserved a new trial. Wisconsin voters only approving about half of statewide school referendums on the April ballot. In last year's spring and fall elections, voters okayed 80%. This spring's election saw the lowest passage rate for school district referendums in over a decade. This year's total dollar amount is $650 million compared to just over $1.7 billion that was approved in 2020. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies, overnight with a low of 30. Northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 51 tomorrow, lots of sunshine outside. Mainly clear tomorrow night, lows level off around 33. Mid-40s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much warmer Thursday with highs in the mid-50s and storms possible. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 31 overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 30.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
And also, cannot discount, we had a pretty good last lieutenant governor too, Mandela Barnes. Can't imagine that that his book is written, that his song has been fully sung, as they say. Just a couple of minutes here. Join the conversation. What do you think about Medicaid? What do you think about what you've heard in the last hour? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can call. You can text. You can talk to Jane off air and just leave me to my own devices to vamp for a few minutes. But just to sort of rewind and remind people before we close out this hour, Medicaid matters. It saves people's lives. It prevents people from going bankrupt when accidents happen, when that unexpected medical emergency arises. Everybody needs healthcare. You might not even think that everybody deserves healthcare, but everybody needs healthcare at some point. And Medicaid is a program, Badger Care is a program here in Wisconsin that ensures that more people have that access in a way that makes economic sense, because if it's uncompensated care, they're still going to need the healthcare. They're still going to go to the emergency room, which is the least efficient way to deliver healthcare. And those costs get passed on to the rest of us.
Yes.
Right? Listen, I got no problem saying, in a perfect world, everybody would be gainfully, fully employed. Everybody would have the financial resources to purchase their own healthcare. That is not the world that we live in. The reality is that there are folks who are going to need a little extra help. And it is a choice that policymakers have made to say, as a society, it is better for those few folks who can't afford insurance to have some access to healthcare so that the rest of us don't foot an even larger bill.
Right.
And maybe that's the way we ought to be talking about this. This is a choice that has been made for more than 70 years in this country to provide this. And so if we're going to provide it, we ought to do it in a way that makes sense. You know what makes sense? Bringing billions of dollars that we already send to Washington back to the state of Wisconsin. Reminder, tomorrow is tax day. If you haven't filed yet, get it done. Everybody's paying taxes, folks. That money's going to Washington. And right now, the share of that goes to Medicaid is only going to the 40 other states because we are not only, I will be precise in my language, more of those dollars are going to the 40 states that have already expanded this program.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. This is Joseph.
Democrats and Republicans.
What a great conversation that was, James.
They can do it in North Carolina.
Fantastic. Representative Crawford from North Carolina. Listen,
every state is different. But there are some real similarities between North Carolina and Wisconsin. We have big, vibrant metropolitan areas. We have really important rural communities. Farming, it's different crops, right? It's different agricultural communities, but there are research centers here in Wisconsin. They have the Research Triangle and sort of their tech corridor. We've got that around health information technology in Madison. They've got big Republican majorities in the legislature. We have big Republican majorities in the legislature. They have a Democratic governor. We have a Democratic governor. If they can do it, why can't we? I refuse to accept no again. Now I'm fired up, Jane.
I can tell.
It happened.
And
welcome back.
And you know what stuck with me too, Joe, after we talked to Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, was that specific case of the 61-year-old woman who lost her job and then had a heart attack with no coverage and then had to declare bankruptcy.
Right.
And I think those stories need to be told more. And the ramifications of what happens as a 60-year-old having to declare bankruptcy.
I know.
I'm 63. That is just terrifying to
me.
Just terrifying.
You got to be counting the days until you're Medicare eligible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought another interesting thing that we heard from North Carolina Representative Crawford was the acknowledgement by Republicans in North Carolina that, like, the Affordable Care Act is here to stay. And I think that's an important thing that we maybe overlook. You know, it's been 13 years. Lord knows there have been more than 100 votes in Congress to try to overturn the Affordable Care Act.
And replace it with, whatever.
Well, yeah, the thumbs down from John McCain.
Yeah.
There have been multiple constitutional challenges to the law in its entirety. Each time it has survived. And so maybe it's just reminding our Republican friends, listen, this law isn't going anywhere.
It's popular.
It is popular.
People like having health care. It's shocking.
Right. And, is there a minority of Republican legislators at the national level who want every federal program to sunset after 5 years? Of course there are. Right. And they should be held to account for those ridiculous notions that we could just undo Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid or the VA every 5 years. That's ridiculous. These programs are here to stay. It is part of who we are. It is choices that have been made and that make sense. Let's make them make even more sense. Those are the conversations we have here at As Goes Wisconsin, even when Kristen's not around.
Shocking.
Even when Kristen's trying to make her way back to you, her listeners. Any update on that, by the way? Do we know if she found a new flight?
Not so far.
Okay. Well,
we're counting on good angels. It's all going to be fine.
That's right. So Kristen will be back hopefully tomorrow. In the meantime, you're stuck with me for one more hour, but you got Jane too. Hopefully if my voice is grating, hers isn't. It never is here on the Civic Media Network. Join the conversation, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY across the Civic Media Network. In the third hour, we're going to lighten things up a little bit. I've got a story from my road trip for all you Quick Trip stands out there. I think you might be interested in this one. We're going to give Kevin McCarthy the results of his report card. I think that's fun. And all in all, a good time here on a Monday. Come on back to As Goes Wisconsin after the break. One more hour, the Jane and Joe show. Should we try that out? Nah, let's stick with As Goes Wisconsin. See you on the other side.
career you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places
of
wonder.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.